Kia ora, tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome to Emirates Podcast, episode 383. Today is Wednesday, May 31st, 2023. It's the end of May, finally. Or suddenly, or whatever. I don't know. I don't know if it's good, bad, or indifferent, but it's a thing. And tomorrow, June 1st, is the first day of winter in this part of the world. We don't talk about the solstice so much, solstices and equinoxes, because the seasons have usually already started changing by the time they roll around. Although, it's getting into talk about what's normal weather anymore. And we had some extremely warm weather, unseasonably warm weather in the past few weeks. So who knows what winter's going to be like. Although they say it is expected to be drier than last year winter, which would be a good thing, because that would mean I could get outside and start actually working on some of the projects I couldn't do over the summer because of all of the rain. We shall see. And tomorrow is also the 6th birthday of my beautiful boy, Leo. And we shall be celebrating. I don't know what we're going to be doing. I'll have to give him some special treats and things, as I always do. He usually gets some tinned dog meat with his meals on his birthday. He desperately needs a trim. But I haven't been able to get to it, and that relates to the title of this episode. I actually call it Crabby Jabby just because the two words rhyme. That's the only reason. I'm not crabby. However, I'm crappy, or feeling crappy, because yesterday I went to get my semi-annual tooth scraping and grinding and cement saw grinding and stuff, and it actually went better than I thought it would, because I've been absolutely hopeless over the past however many months it's been since my last visit, and still it wasn't as bad as it could have been. And part of it is that my brushing technique on one particular area of my tooths has been better, apparently. At least that's what the hygienist said. So that was okay. And my dentist's practice is part of a medical center. There's some, you know, GPs and so on in the next building along. And then connected to their entrance as well is a little pharmacy, which also does vaccinations for the flu shot, the influenza shot, and also for COVID. And I haven't had my flu shot yet, and I try to get one every year. And so I went in there to ask if I could just get it done without waiting, because you don't have to have an appointment normally. There's not as much demand as there used to be for any sort of a jab like that, actually. I could have booked it online, but I just didn't get around to it. And then I was there, and I thought, oh, why not? Now, that's the chemist I went to get my last COVID booster, my fourth one, which was in, I think it was August of last year. So I was familiar with them, and then it wasn't a high pressure or high stress situation or whatever. So I thought, I'll just go there. And they could take me. They did. And they asked if I wanted the COVID booster as well. And I was like, okay. And the reason my hesitation was because when I got my one last August, it did not go well. I felt awful after that was over. It was the worst of the lot, and I was sure I wasn't going to get another one if it was especially of the same vaccine. And it turns out it's not. The vaccine that's being used now is the bivalent vaccine, which vaccinates against the current Omicron variants, but also some new variants that, while not particularly dangerous apparently, are highly infectious. So I thought, oh, why not? And this relates to something I've talked about, actually, I think more on my personal Facebook and on my blog than here. But one of the things that really terrifies is probably really too strong a word, but frightens me anyway, is dealing with health emergencies or serious situations alone. Because Nigel was always there for me whenever I needed him for anything like that. I've written about that on my blog with when I got my stent and other hospital visits. He was always there for me. And since now he's not, obviously. And when I got the part of my heart frozen, it's nearly 3 years ago now, I think, or 2 years anyway, I had to go through the bulk of it alone. My brother-in-law dropped me off, and a sister-in-law picked me up, and another sister-in-law stayed at my house that night because they required that, they being the hospital. And, I mean, that's not why. She would have if I'd asked her to, but, I mean, that's why we arranged all this. But the thing is, in between being dropped off and picked up, I was home alone. And not home alone. I was in the hospital alone. And it was not a comfortable situation. to say the very least. And I was reminded of all that last week because I woke up suddenly in the morning with leg cramp, and it scared the hell out of Leo, I'm sure, because I was, you know, shouting and probably a few F words here and there. And it was a kind of a difficult thing to get under control, but it reminded me of how when that used to happen before, Nigel would leap out of bed, he would come over and try to help me, and sometimes he would grab my foot and gently, very gently, I might add, straighten out my calf muscle so that it would go away. It's just one very specific example of how he was always there and always looking out for me and so on, and I don't have that anymore. And so sometimes I get really paranoid about my own health, and I recognize that it's a kind of paranoia or irrational fear. But I have a blood pressure monitor, which I've actually had for many years. I think I got it not long after I got my stent. I have it's basically an EKG device, and I also have a blood oximeter, a blood pulse oximeter. And the real reason I got it, part of it is because if you have COVID, your blood oxygen drops, and if it drops too much, then you should go to hospital. But the real reason I got it is because it's the easiest way to check my pulse of anything I've got. And it was cheap. It was on special. But anyway, the point is that I have ways of monitoring my health to see, hopefully to find a problem before it gets severe. But there are things that I worry about, like I have some sort of heart problem in the middle of the night and I've got to call an ambulance to come and get me, or anything like that where I have to face these things alone. And I think I've done actually really quite well dealing with all of this stuff since I've moved into this house, because I've had cardiologist visits, and I have that I've gone to alone, and all sorts of stuff like that. And all of the tooth stuff for that matter. And so it just brings it home that I have these fears, and the only way I know to deal with them is to be as well prepared as possible and to try to manage risk. And one of the ways I manage risk is to keep my vaccinations up to date. And so in the end, that's why I ended up getting the COVID vaccination, because I just don't want to take any chances that I'm going to get sick. I mean, part of it too is even basic things, like I worry about Leo, who's going to look after him if I get sick or worse, something happens to me. And it's not that nobody would, of course they would. The point is that I worry about him because he's my boy. And I worry about me because I'm me, whatever the phrase is. So that's part of what's behind my getting these vaccinations. And because of my ischemic heart disease, also known as coronary artery disease, and high blood pressure, I'm considered at high risk for diseases like influenza and COVID. So it makes sense to, strategic sense to keep my vaccinations up to date. However, that doesn't mean that I was completely without side effects this time. They, I think, overall are roughly equivalent to one of the first or second that I got, maybe the third, I don't know, in that it was it's not severe, certainly not like the last one I had, but it's also not been pleasant. It's a really strange feeling to feel sick and yet know that it's the exact opposite. It's my immune system kicking into gear, making antibodies to protect me from potential actual infection. And it's just kind of freaky, but it doesn't help. I still feel yucky. So last night, I got home around midday yesterday and had some lunch. And then shortly afterwards, I actually thought I might record yesterday. And then shortly afterwards, I started feeling really bad. And so I sat down in my chair, threw a blanket over me, and went to sleep. And I don't know how long I was asleep. It was a good long nap. But I felt better after that was over. And by evening, the only real effect I had at that time was that my arm was really sore because they did both jabs in one arm. That was an option. You could have one or both arms. And I chose one because that way I could sleep on my other arm, just like I did with the original COVID jab. So I felt okay in the evening. And then when I went to bed, I felt like it was really cold, even though it wasn't. So I overdressed a little bit for bed and just went to bed and went to sleep. I did take some Panadol in the evening, which is probably part of why I was feeling okay. But I was concerned that I might have what happened back in August, that I might wake up in the middle of the night with these tremendous shivering going on. It didn't happen, but when I woke up this morning, I think it was about 5 or something, I felt just awful. So I took a couple more Panadol and tried to go back to sleep for a while, and then I just still wasn't feeling all that crash hot. And so I went out and had my breakfast and my prescriptions, which I remembered today, and all that sort of thing. And then I just sat down and sort of dozed off a bit in my chair again. And again, I felt better when I woke up. But I was supposed to go meet up with some of the family for one of my sister-in-law's birthday today, birthday lunch. And I wasn't, for a long time this morning, I wasn't sure I was going to be able to go because it just felt so yucky. But by the time I had to leave the house, which was around noon, I felt fine. Or not fine. That's probably not, that's being too generous. I felt okay enough. So it happened to be time to take Panadol, so I did. And then I left the house, or paracetamol rather. So I left the house and had a lovely lunch. We went to a Thai cafe, which I'm sure you needed to know. And then I came home and I was feeling okay at the time. But then I started feeling yucky again because normally one's body temperature goes up in the afternoon, especially toward later afternoon for most people. And it also coincided with the time that the Panadol was wearing off, the paracetamol was wearing off. So I took more and it hasn't really kicked in yet. So I'm still not feeling 100%. So those jabs made me feel yucky. Is probably just the COVID one, actually, because I don't think that's ever happened to me with a influenza jab. But anyway, so that's what I've been up to, and that's why I named this episode Crabby Jabby, but it was mostly because it rhymed. Let's be honest. If you do ever look at my blog, you might notice that I choose the titles for my posts are often more creative than the posts themselves. I enjoy coming up with titles that I think are funny or ironic or whatever, but not necessarily terribly serious, partly because I don't take myself seriously and I don't take the blog seriously or anything seriously, that seriously anyway. And so, yeah, so Crabby Jabby, it was or is or whatever. Now, I don't know what's going to be going on in June. I do know that this coming Monday is the first King's Birthday holiday. And it's technically known as the Reigning Monarch's Birthday, or has been in most employment contracts I've had anyway. And it's a paid holiday and all that sort of thing. It's like everybody gets a day off and all that sort of thing. It's a great thing. And it used to be the only one we had in winter. It was the only one we used to have between roughly Easter and Labor Day, which is last Monday in October, which is a long stretch without, if the Reigning Monarch's Birthday weren't in between those, it'd be a long time without a holiday. We now have Matariki, which I should actually talk about more this year when it rolls around, but that was just added, I think last year was the first one. Jeez, I think so. There's a lot of little details like that that I get fuzzy about these days. But anyway, the point is that Monday is the public holiday. And for the past week or so, I guess, I've started seeing ads promoting King's Birthday holidays. And I, totally honest here, every time I see a reference to King's Birthday holiday, I'm like, what are they? What? Oh, right. Because all the years I've been in New Zealand, it's been Queen's Birthday, of course. And it's been weird to see this reference to King's Birthday. I mean, he became king the minute his mother died. Died. The coronation was actually on top of that. But still, it's weird. And I mean, I'm sure that next year I won't think anything of it. At least I imagine I won't. And to be fair, because it's a winter holiday, essentially, I don't think that much about the reigning monarch's birthday, no matter who the monarch is or was or whatever, because it's not like, you know, it's not the sort of weather you go down to the beach and hang out all day or whatever. It's cold often. Could be rainy. So it's not that kind of holiday. But it is a quieter time because, you know, schools are closed and people are off work and all that sort of stuff. The shopping malls and whatnot tend to be much busier, so I'm not going to go anywhere near them. But what I'm probably going to do is some project-related stuff, not actually, well, I might actually do some stuff, but the main thing I have in mind is to start the planning for what I'm going to do. And one of the things I'm hoping, as I said, is that I'll be able to do more out in the yard this winter if it is really drier, because it wasn't dry all summer. And that would be a really good thing. And one of the things I plan on doing is going to one of our better garden centers that I used to go to in the past and ask for some advice on things that I should due. It's months away before it's time to plant a lot of this stuff, because you don't plant in winter, you plant in possibly late winter or early spring, but it's like three months away easily. And I just want to get an idea of what I'm going to have to budget and all that sort of stuff. And it's a start. That's essentially what it is. And I realized recently that one of the reasons I struggle so much with the outside isn't just the physical work, although that can be a struggle. This year, the main struggle has been the weather, hands down. No question about it. But in general, one of the reasons I struggle so much is it's just not very fun, because all of this sort of stuff is the sort of stuff that I would have discussed with Nigel. We would have talked about what we wanted, and that he wouldn't have cared so much about plants and things, but he would have had an idea about how he wanted it to look and so on. And we would have done some of the work together out there. Not all of it, but some of it. And it's just like a lot of the other things I work on around the house. It's all me, all me, all me. And it's just not as fun as it used to be. And that is a challenge that I deal with every day, probably in a lot of different ways. It's also one of the reasons why I've been doing a lot more, experimental isn't the right word. I call it adventures in the kitchen or adventures in cooking or whatever, because I'm trying to make things I've never made before, or trying new techniques or what have you. And I started doing that because I found eating to be really dull and boring, because I used to always make dinner for Nigel and me. And then after he died, it was just me. And I would often just have the same things over and over again because it was easier. And so then I just decided, well, if I just do something completely different, then maybe it'll be interesting. And it has been. So I'm kind of thinking it should be something along the same lines with outside. And this is a really good month to start the planning, then start actioning the plan in July, and getting ready to order probably in August, you know, that sort of thing. But we'll see. So that's just a little catch up today. I am not really crabby, but I am jabby. And I'm sure that by the next time I record, I will be just fine. But that's it for today. That's it for this month. I'll talk to you soon. Kakete ano. Bye. You can comment on this or any episode of the Airman's Podcast at airmanspodcast.com, where you can also leave a voice message. You can visit and comment on the Airman's Facebook page, or you can email me, with or without a voice message, at airmans@gmail.com. This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Network and is produced and distributed under Creative Commons license. Complete details at the website.